We head towards Royal Randwick Saturday week. Of course, it's Silver Eagle Day there this Saturday, and then the Tab Everest the following week. So we're going to start our Tab Everest preview series and speak with the trainer of Jackano. Great to have a three-year-old confirmed for the Tab Everest. This Rubik Colt, winner of the Golden Rose, is trained by Mick Price, who joins us now. Morning, Mick.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Great to have you on our program. And just on Jackano, what have you done with him since the Golden Rose, and what is the plan between now and Saturday week?
Right, so he had 3 weeks from the Golden Rose into the Everest. First week, he was looked at and poked and prodded and vetted and videoed and walked and all sorts of stuff going on for a stud deal, which has not been finalised yet, but all that information is bubbling along at the moment. So what's today? Wednesday. Yesterday, on the course proper at Rose Hill, had his first little get back to half mile home two. He was very good with it. He towed his rider in, and he'll have a Saturday morning gallop, Tuesday morning gallop, probably in company. He'll be short and sharp and fit and ready to go for the Everest.
And Mick, was there any discussion with Coolmore before that Golden Rose Stakes effort?
Oh, look, not with the trainer. Lindsay Maxted and runs a good ship there, so they negotiated all that. I think it's a negotiation between owning group and slot holders.
Right.
So trainer just gets the 10% when it wins.
How confident are you of it winning?
Oh, look, I think it's a tough job because he's a three-year-old against the older horses. But, I note that yes, ran second in the Golden Rose, then came into the Everest and won as a three-year-old. You know, you've got another three-year-old in there now. Giga Kick, the gelding, which I've been to Sydney a few times and that horse has totally settled into Sydney. And I would say, he's a nice gelding, that horse, Giga Kick, but, you've got to handle reverse way, and it's a big thing for a young horse to all of a sudden be in a different environment. So, look, my horse is all conditioned up to it, and I think if there's good speed on and it's not gumboot weather, which you have in Sydney on a regular basis, which is not that great on, but if you get a reasonable track and good speed on, he'll be motoring home.
Well, the forecast from Monday looks better, but we've got a lot of rain forecasts, as I'm sure you're aware, between now and Sunday. But, I was just having a look at its heavy track. So its only heavy track run was the slipper, wasn't it, where it ran sixth on a heavy nine. But it had merit, that run, didn't it, Mick?
It ran well. And genius me put the blinkers on, and we had him sort of revved out of the barrier. And Hughie Bowman, he said, yeah, that was a good idea. He said, I was just a passenger on heels and had him in a headlock trying to slow him down. So blinkers came off. They overdid it a bit, the blinkers, and so now it just makes it normal. But it was good. Like, we don't think he's a very good wet tracker, but if it was a six or a seven and there was good pace on and he happened to find a nice part of Randwick, he'll be motoring hard. So if you're having a bet and you're doing form and you're reading speed maps and you think to yourself there's four or five very fast horses that are get going in the first half of that race, it will definitely suit Jack. And he tends to come out a little bit slow and balance up. But look, you know what? He's winning the Golden Rose was his first try at 1400. He was strong. And I think you need to judge him on his three-year-old form, not his two-year-old form, because he's definitely improved since his two-year-old days.
He picked up the slot late, Mick, but from a trainer's perspective, going from 14 back to a 1,200, no issue?
3 weeks ideal. 2 weeks, bit sus, but 3 weeks, no problem at all. It's about timing and it's about reducing his work and keeping him fresh and pumping the feed into him, which is, we've done all that. And he's bright and bouncy. He comes out swinging in the mornings, and that's how you want him. He's a quiet colt, but, he's got plenty of energy about him at the moment. So I'm feeling, as a trainer, if you have your horse spot on, well, then there's race conditions, isn't there? But, the first part is to have your horse spot on. And if he handles the race conditions well, you'll get a good result. So at this stage, I'm pretty happy.
Mick, is Damien Lane going to keep the ride?
He is.
Yeah.
He is. He said to me straight after the Golden Rose, Caulfield Guineas, please. I said, you ride them, I'll train them.
And what about, in your eyes, obviously Nature Strip's the one to beat?
Look, he's the best horse, isn't he, by far? You know, I suppose Eduardo and Lost and Running, and I think Snap Dancer came out, didn't it?
Yep.
I think, yeah, it came out. Look, you know, it's a tough old gig, but it doesn't matter. You know what? I'm glad to be in it, and massive prize money. Worth $1.50 each, those Volandis dollars, to bring him back to New South Wales, bring him back to Victoria. So really looking forward to it. Be a big day, be a massive day there in Sydney. And, looking forward to it. It'd be a big week.
You've had some good days in Sydney, mainly at Rose Hill, though, albeit, haven't you, Mick, when you think of I'm Thunderstruck and the Golden Eagle last year, and obviously the Golden Rose this year. They're two thrilling wins that you've had.
Yeah. Look, I love Sydney racing. You know, I love training horses at Rose Hill. We take them to Rose Hill and train them there, and I think it's a great place. And it's fantastic. New South Wales racing, you know, the way they've got it going. I sort of wish I had a barn there at Rose Hill. You know, I'd love to have one there. Anyway, not to be at this point.
The stable's flying, Mick. For our listeners, have you got something there over the next week or two you can steer them into?
Have something on amenable in the Caulfield Guineas.
Mm.
I think he'll be motoring home late, and it'd be good odds. And have something on amenable in the Caulfield Guineas, I'd say.
Wide gate, barrier 14.
Yeah, he'll be getting home solid, and he's been trained for the mile. And blinkers on. I haven't told D. Oliver that yet. He hates blinkers, so it's just between you and me. Get them out in yard and have a look at them and put them on.
Love it. Lastly, Mick, when you look at, you know, Nature's Trip Eduardo and the speed that will be in this Tab Everest, what barrier do you envisage being best for Jack and O?
Outside of five.
Yeah.
Outside of six, something like that. Fancy be no good. I need to draw out. Let him just come out of the gates nice. He's out. He's off the fence. And when he wants to get going, there's no traffic around. You know, I don't want to be. Don't want to draw in.
Hmm. And how do you feel about I'm Thunderstruck as well in the Might and Power this week heading towards the Cox Plate?
Well, you know, as much as we all love the horse here, that horse has to get 2,000 metres. And I nearly had Emzara off and D. Oliver on. I see D. Oliver's on longer because we can't spot those good horses 6 or 8 lengths from the 600. When they accelerate and we accelerate, we can't pick them up. We'll finish within a length or two of them, but we can't pick them up. So I said, in a 2,000-metre race around Caulfield, you need to be within 3 lengths of them, not 6 or 8 lengths, you know, blah, blah, and away. So I honestly need to see him get a tough 2,000 metres before I could tell you that he will. But I need every chance to be able to do that, you know. So I'd have to honestly say... how's he going to go at the end of 2,000 metres against those horses that wait for age? That's my opinion.
Oh, what a few weeks is going to be for you in the stable, Mick. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Good on you, boys.
Mick Price there, along with Michael Kent Jr., the trainers of Jack and O, which is on the third line of betting for the Tab Everest Saturday week. It's $11. Nature Strip, a $2 favourite. Lost and Running, $7. Eduardo, Mars Crusader and Marzu are all $13, 15 and longer the other runners and potential runners, because Private Eye is the horse at $15, yet to be locked in to a slot. But Jack and O, adding interest, the three-year-old. It's a good interview, Mick Price. He gives us a great insight, doesn't he, Loz?
Certainly does.
And also urged us to have something on amenable in the Caulfield Guineas on Saturday.
$11.
$11, Golden Mile, the $3 favourite. Of course, Aft Cabin would have been the prohibitive favourite, but came out of the Guineas. So that's another one to keep an eye on. Also, I'm Thunderstruck running in the Might and Power this Sunday. But Jack and O, bring it on.